You're listening to IdolRadioShow.com.
With your amazing host, Daryl.
So, Brittany, I started talking a couple weeks ago. Well, probably more like a couple months ago is when I started thinking about it, and maybe like a month or so, we had Jay on here, Jay Styles, and he had that, you know, what happens to music. And it's like since then I've been on this kick about just music, you know. Right. I'm really into just music. And you kind of like took that to heart and started a new MySpace page. And the new MySpace, is connected to our MySpace. So anybody who's listening who goes to our MySpace, shoot over to there and click on the very first name, or either you can go to the URL. What's the link to the new space? I got it right here. I'm sorry, Brett. It's myspace.com/bringingrealmusicback. I was telling somebody before Dreamgirls came out, for the younger people, Beyonce was like the standard. Like, no, not the standard. She wasn't the standard. She was the plateau for most young people of what real singing was. So when they heard Beyonce, I'm saying when people heard Beyonce, that's what they thought. Like, that was about as high as they thought it could get.
And Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys is the bomb.
Yeah, but she is.
Not as popular, right?
Yeah, she's not as popular. But she doesn't, there's still differences there. You know, like a lot of people would say that she has her own style, which is great. But she's a music person, but a lot of people say, like, you know, she doesn't have, like, the range that so many other people have. I mean, if you want to just talk about pure range, Beyonce has more range than she does. Wow. I don't know. I might get killed for saying that, too, to be honest. I might walk out tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be talking later.
Yeah, you can't argue with the range part, Brett. You might say, you might be able to come back and say range doesn't matter, but you're not going to be able to tell me that.
No.
There's no way in the world that you think that Alicia Keys has more range than Beyonce.
Where's Idol Observer? I need him to call in just to clarify this, because I'm a little, I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? We do need the Idol Observer. If you're listening, if you could please call in and settle this argument, because this is insane. This is what you're saying you need to be arrested for.
Wow.
So I love Alicia Keys, though. I'm not saying anything bad about her, but what are you saying, that Alicia Keys is a better vocalist or a better singer than Beyonce?
Absolutely, vocal.
You are out of your mind.
Are you kidding me, Darryl? Are you serious?
No, I'm being completely serious right now. You are out of your mind.
You think Beyonce has more vocal talent? I love Beyonce. Please don't get me wrong. But you think she has more vocal talent than Alicia Keys?
Yes. I like Alicia Keys better than I like Beyonce, though.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, their styles, their personalities, I like, their singing styles. I have not met Alicia. No, I like Alicia Keys so much more. But I can't say that she has more range. You think she has more range?
I have to check it out. I just know that her vocal talent is better. There's, what? Like she? I don't know.
Okay.
Hold that thought, because I'm gonna go check. I'm gonna go do my research. But I'm pretty sure that at least she can hold it down a little bit better than Beyonce can. I could be crazy.
Okay. Yeah. We might have to get you away from that group that you're doing, because You have absolutely lost it. Completely. We got to do some news in a minute with Omar, but a little while ago we were talking about the bringing back real music with Brittany, and I want to just talk to Brittany for a second, because we had a slight argument. Britt, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
We had a slight argument the other day. This Jay Styles guy, you know, we support him on the Idol Radio Show, but I think that I'm real close to banning him from the show, because our very own Brit has fallen in love with this guy.
I am in love with Jay Styles.
And I'm just telling you, you know, his talent is
in love with you.
His talent is not so great that we're going to allow him to take our Brit away from us. Jay Styles, welcome to the Idol Radio Show.
Hey, what's going on, man?
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
I would like you to meet the first lady of the Idol Radio Show, Brit. Brit, meet Jay Styles.
Hey, Brit, how you doing?
Hey, Jay.
What's going on?
Now, Jay, I appreciate your calling in. You know, you inspired a whole thing that we're doing right now, bringing back real music, and we have a MySpace page that's up to that name, and it's become real popular in a short period of time. I think that a lot of people, when they're listening to what they're hearing on the radio these days, they're not seeing or hearing real music anymore. I mean, and you made, you know, you had the whole bringing back music, What Happened to Music theme song. In fact, he recently, you know, you recently put it up as a, you actually went to the studio and recorded it, right?
Yeah, I actually put it up on my page. Yeah.
And I mean, it's like, because we, originally when we brought it in, we had it as just, you know, you were doing it with the camera. And now, you know, we got it, some nice music going on behind it.
What's happened to music? What's happened to
What's up?
What's happened to
what has happened to it?
Man, I have no clue. Actually, I shouldn't say I have no clue. What really happened is music had went from being something that everybody depended on for inspiration and stuff like that. It went from being something so, something so innocent and something so pure, to being something that everybody wanted to do just for money, and just, it's been contaminated, I guess.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people just go in the studio and make songs just for the dollar, and they don't think, like, I don't call, single out anybody, names or nothing like that, but a lot of these younger cats are looking at it just for a right now thing.
Yeah.
And the old singers and stuff, I think they was in it for the long run. I think when they went in to recording and stuff, they thought for the future, like, this is something that I want to keep doing, not just this one hit. And I think a lot of the mentality now is, let's just make a hit, and that's it. Let's just make something that's going to make us a good check, and that's it. And then there's no effort into it. Once they get comfortable, then it's just like they just lay back and just play around with it. And I'm real sensitive about it because I love music, and anytime I've ever been in a situation or anything, music has played a big part in bringing me out or helping me see the light.
Right.
And
right.
I mean, and it's just that I was actually at home with my nephew and my cousin on yesterday, and we were watching TV, and I was noticing all the commercials. Everything has music in it, and we don't even realize how big of a role music plays in just how we respond to stuff.
Yeah.
And every little thing, the music actually adds so much. It's just I don't know. I can go on and on for days. But.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you definitely are, I think now, pioneering a new thing. And, I mean, all joking aside, you really were the inspiration for this new group that we started on MySpace, and it really, really has taken off. And we're going to be featuring artists on the MySpace page every week, and then we'll be playing whatever artist we feature on our show every week, and we'll be taking one artist out of that per month and bringing them on the Idol Radio Show just to have a little chat with them. And all of those people will be informed that they can thank you.
Well, I'm glad that I can help, man, because you know what? This actually encourages me even more to know that people are actually seeing what my vision is, and this is what I'm trying to do. And I always tell people when they ask me, what do you want to do with music? I want to be a part of the movement. I want to be a part of setting the bar, saying this is not acceptable. Not to say anybody's not good or not to judge nobody or nothing, but just to say, hey, we're going to step it up. We're going to do this right.
Right.
So that the people that allowed us to be here would want to turn on the radio and say, yeah, I'll listen to the radio, or yeah, I'll go out and buy a CD. Because right now they're not doing that. They don't want to hear nothing.
They don't. We had Vesta Williams on our show last Thursday, and Vesta was saying that, you know, they play those three or four songs on rotation every 20 minutes. They just are constantly playing the same songs. All right, so thank you. Stay in touch with us, and any time that you are appearing any place, let us know so we can let the people know to check it out.
I have on MySpace page. I got a show on June the 8th. I'll let you go and look on MySpace and check it out. I'll be setting that up.
MySpace.com/more than just music, and music is with a Q.
Yes, thank you, guys. Everybody.
Thank you, Jay.